You are not ready to run your own practice. You don't know how to manage a business. You don't know how to manage employees. You're just not ready. I know I was absolutely not ready. I made so many mistakes when I started out. But the thing is, had I not started, I wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned today. I've heard so many associates say, well, I don't think I'm ready yet to be a practice owner. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You are not ready. And you're never going to be ready. If you wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting forever. Working at an associate job is not going to prepare you to be an owner. I don't care how long you work at your associate job, you're not going to know enough to run your own business. Doing another MOD, another crown, that's not going to help you learn either. The problem you're facing isn't lack of readiness, because you're never going to be ready. The problem is that you're not getting started. Imagine you're going to climb Mount Everest. You don't just fly into Nepal and climb Mount Everest on the first day you arrive. In order to climb the world's highest mountain, there's going to be a process. First, you show up at base camp, and you've got to practice what it's like to be in Nepal on a giant mountain. You got to get used to your tent situation. You got to get used to camp. And then you start hiking up the mountain. Maybe you go half a mile. I don't even know if you go that far in your first hike, but you get used to what it's like to go up the mountain. You got to get used to your boots on the mountain, the temperature, the environment. You got to get used to where the trails are, going over the bridges, you know, learning how the ice works. And as you're up there learning how to climb this mountain, your body is also preparing to be at that altitude. Every day as you go a little bit higher, your body's learning how to produce those red blood cells that it needs in order to have enough oxygen. Your body's not going to learn to adapt by sitting around at home and thinking about it. If you want to climb Mount Everest, you need to be at the mountain climbing the mountain. I understand the feeling. You don't feel ready to be an owner yet. You feel like, well, there's so many things I don't know. I don't understand how insurance works. I don't know how to hire employees. I don't know how to do that. I just need a little bit more time working at Aspen, working at Heartland, working as this associate. So how do you move forward when you feel unprepared? You just start anyways. You start before you know how. Growth happens when you're outside of your comfort zone. When you first start out, it is going to be extremely hard to be a business owner. I can remember my first day of ownership. I don't know if I've ever been so stressed in my life. The previous owner of the practice had been using paper charts, and I wanted to start out digital, so I set up Open Dental, and none of the employees knew how to use it. We had trouble with the radiographs being hooked up to the software properly at the beginning, and the employees, they didn't know how to take radiographs. I was trying to help the team understand how to use the new software while I was also trying to introduce myself to all these new patients. The office had been closed for a few weeks, so there were a lot of patients that were coming in because they had, you know, a toothache or a crown that fell off or a temporary. They needed their permanent crown cemented. There were all these patients that were waiting, a backlog, and it was crazy stressful. Like I was definitely not ready. First week, extremely stressful. Second week, really stressful. Third week, stressful. Fourth week, hey, I'm starting to get a hang of things. By like month five or six, it's just, you're used to it. It's your practice. You know what you're doing, and now you're making a lot more money than you would have been making as an associate. I could have spent years working as an associate, and I wouldn't have learned as much as I learned in one single day owning my own practice. The amount of things you learn, the amount of growth that's going to happen just in the first 2-3 months of owning your practice is like nothing you've ever experienced before in your life. You're not going to learn to swim by standing on the shore. Like if you want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. Working as an associate, it teaches you how to work as an associate. It teaches you how to be an employee. You learn to be an owner by being an owner. You don't need to have your entire path planned out. You just need to take that first step. Stop overthinking things. Get started. You can spend days, months, weeks thinking over things, but it's not going to help until you get started. You don't know what you don't know until you begin and you meet your first roadblock. And then you learn how to overcome that roadblock. And then guess what? There's going to be another roadblock. And then you learn how to overcome that roadblock. And then guess what? There's going to be another and another and another. But each time you're learning, you're growing, you're learning how to do new things. You're learning how to expand your skill set. You can sit around and you can imagine like what kind of challenges am I likely going to face when I'm an owner? How can I prepare myself? Maybe I'll take a course on how to have better people skills. Maybe I'll read a book about how to become a manager. Maybe you just got to get started. You don't know what you need to learn. Once you get started, you're going to find out like, oh man, I don't really understand how insurance predeterminations work. I better figure that out. You're going to say, oh, wow, I'm not credentialed with Delta Dental. I better figure out how to do that. Mastery is achieved by doing, not by thinking about doing. Once you get started, you're going to realize, oh, wait, I don't know how to do that. And that's when you learn how to do it. That's when you find someone else who's done it before and you ask them, how did you overcome this? What did you do? Success is not a solo journey. It's always going to be a team effort. The truth is, you can't learn everything. There's just way too many things to learn. You can't learn it all. The quickest way to get started is by finding someone else who's done the thing that you're trying to do and then have them help you. Where it might take you months and months to learn how to do something, they've already done it and they can just do it for you in 5 minutes. Find someone who can look at you and tell you, yeah, stop wasting your time on that. Do this instead. When I was looking to get into ownership, I spent months and months looking at doing a startup. I actually had an older dentist who was kind of a mentor for me say, like, stop wasting your time on this stupid startup idea and find a practice to buy so you can get started. It was super valuable to have someone just to tell me that. I think as dentists, we're used to the idea that you're studying for a test in school, and when you take the test, you're all by yourself. You can't ask other people for advice when you're taking the test because that would be cheating. But in life, there's no cheating in life. You want to take every advantage that you have. You literally can work with other people. If there's something that you don't know how to do or you just don't want to do, you can just find someone else, ask them to do it. You know, maybe you have to pay them to do it, but you know, it's not taking up your time, using your money as a tool to get something done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just find someone else who's done what you're trying to do and ask them to help you. Sometimes all it takes is like one piece of advice to completely change your frame of reference. Someone might say one thing to you that makes you look at your entire plans in a completely different light. That's something that you can't do on your own just by sitting and thinking. The way the brain works is when you think about something, you're training these neural pathways and you're going over the same pathways over and over and over again. It's this loop. But when you have another person step in and get in the way of that loop and say, hey, what you're doing doesn't make sense. Do this instead. All of a sudden, now you're building new connections. You're trying new things and you're looking at life from a different viewpoint. The reality is it's not what you know so much as who you know when you're first getting started. Yeah, over time, you're going to learn on your own how to do these things. But when you start out, you just need someone else to help you and show you and guide you through that process. Asking someone for help is not a sign of weakness. It's honestly probably one of the best strengths you can possibly have is being open and willing to other people's advice. Now, don't just take anyone's advice. When you're trying to make a huge change in your life, like going from being an employee to the owner of a business, you're going to have a lot of people give you their opinions. Your parents are going to say, oh, are you sure you want to do this risky thing when you have such a good income already? You're going to have friends telling you, are you sure you're ready for this? You're going to read on a Reddit post online about someone complaining about how they hate being a practice owner and how they hate being a dentist. And you're going to find all this negativity that's going to sway you every which direction. When you're steering a boat, you don't want to have sails that are catching wind from all sorts of different directions. When you have a direction that you're trying to go, you want to have your sail aimed in that one direction. The only thing that matters is wind that is taking you in the direction that you're trying to go. You're going to have people tell you, I don't think that's a good idea. And I'm willing to bet that the person telling you that is an employee and has never been a business owner themselves. Maybe they tried to start some business, you know, 10 years ago and failed. Don't listen to that person. Find people who have already done what you're trying to do. Find the people who have been successful. Listen to them. Learn from what they did. Don't learn from people who have failed. Learn from people who have succeeded. Find someone who already knows the path that you're trying to take. Don't waste your time trying to find your own way. Don't listen to people who have never even been on that path before. Find people who have walked that path and ask them where to go, how to get started. What would your first step be? There comes a point where you just have to make the decision to get started. You can spend so much time thinking and thinking and thinking, but you just need to get started. For me, my turning point was when I signed up for a course. I think the course was like $4,000 to $5,000 to take. Like, that's a lot of money to spend on a course. But when I went from being an associate to making like three times as much as an owner, do you think I was worried about that $4,000 to $5,000 that I spent on that course? Sometimes you have to put something down to make a commitment. Sometimes the best investment is putting some money down to commit to something. You probably took out like $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 in student loans to go to dental school. You paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to have some old retired dentist teach you how to use a curing light. Are you kidding me? Find someone who's like actually been successful at business and say like, hey, what can I do to have you teach me how to do this? Listen to podcasts, find YouTube videos, read books, go to courses, hire a coach. The return that I made on the money I put into that course was invaluable. That was the point that I knew I'm committed to this and I'm going to keep taking the steps that I need in order to be successful. Commitment starts when you put something valuable on the line. Thinking about doing something or telling a friend or family member about an idea that you have is not commitment. Money is simply a tool to use. If you're afraid of the purchase price of a dental practice, well, then you're never going to be the owner of a $1 million business. Investing is when you spend money because you believe you're going to have a greater return on that money in the future. The best investment you can make is investing in yourself. And as a dentist, the best investment you can make is anything that's going to help you become a practice owner sooner. If you can spend a few thousand dollars to become a practice owner 3, 4, 5 months sooner than you could on your own, it's absolutely worth it. Money is simply a tool to use to achieve your goals. As a dentist, you're going to be making so much money in your life. Your problem is not going to be money. Your problem is going to be time. Because you decided to spend an enormous amount of time and energy going through dental school, you're actually starting out your career a lot later than most other people do. As long as you're smart about how you're spending your money, as a dentist, you're going to have so many opportunities to make way more money than you need. But you're never going to get back time. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. If you can spend money on a course or on a coach or on someone to help you advance yourself quicker and faster, if you can find a way to trade your money to get some time back, especially as a dentist, it's absolutely worth it. Chances are, if you're a dentist, you're already a third, if not halfway through your life. Stop thinking small and worrying about money and start worrying about the time that you have left. You can't afford to not get started today. Do something today, not tomorrow, not next week, today that moves you one step closer to being an owner. Reach out to a practice broker and ask if they have any practices for sale in your area. Call up one of your friends who's a dentist who owns their own practice and ask if you can buy them lunch and ask them about their experience. Hire a coach, sign up for a program, do something to get started. The longer you wait, the further and further this dream is going to get. You don't have to be great at something to start, but if you ever want to be great at something, at some point you're going to have to start. Every decision you make, every time you do something that's actively helping you achieve your goals, you're going to be creating momentum. The hardest step is always the first step. The second step's a little bit easier. The next step's a little bit easier. Every step forward you take creates momentum. You have to overcome the inertia of standing still and begin taking that first step. And eventually, once you start making progress towards your goal, the people in your life are going to understand, okay, he's actually serious about what he's doing. He's actually going to be successful at this. She is actually going to be an owner. She is actually going to figure this out. Thinking about doing something is not going to create momentum. The only way to break through your complacency is to take your first action. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the decision to move forward despite it. You're not ready to be a practice owner, but the only way to get ready is to get started. You don't need to have it all figured out, and you're never going to have it all figured out. The only thing you have to figure out today is how to get started. Your first step could be something as simple as just leaving a comment on this video saying, I'm going to get started. In fact, I challenge you right now, just leave a comment saying, I'm going to get started. As you begin making these small steps, you're going to build momentum and you're going to build the confidence to make the larger steps. Success doesn't care about your intentions. Success is continually taking steps towards your goal.